Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. I love this song here. You know who this is, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
You know who this is, Ashley?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Who?
Charlie Daniels.
Exactly.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
So scary.
He was, bind,
yes.
He was way behind.
Boo.
He was willing to make a deal.
Boo.
When he came across a man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player.
I didn't know the devil played fiddle.
Air, I had no idea.
I bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but
player.
Give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin.
See, that's ballsy.
I'll take your bet. You're going to regret
it. He stands up and says, I'll take that bet.
You never
oh,
imagine.
I don't know. Look, I'm just playing fiddle and then working on the ranch. I don't want any trouble.
Get that thing I got to do.
Yeah.
That thing.
You know, it's the 40th anniversary of this song?
Is it really?
Yeah.
40 years.
Yeah. And Charlie Daniels is going to call in a second.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled.
That's why I'm going to pee myself.
Yep.
Like, okay.
He opens it and fire flew from his fingertips.
Yeah, it's getting real here.
Yeah.
Remember that part.
Wow.
This is why you don't want your devices connected together. My phone just screwed my Mac.
Wow.
Like, okay.
Well. Like Timbali's
the devil.
I thought that was Charlie Daniels.
I was going to say, yeah, have him call the other line.
Yeah.
It's funny. The devil just called my cell phone.
He
right
did.
In the middle of
that's probably not a good sign.
Yeah, it went to hell.
All right.
Told him it went to hell.
Charlie Daniels is on the phone. 40 years of The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you guys are younger than me. I don't know if it's that way when you were younger. It used to be when I was a kid. The age of 40 was when you were supposed to depart youth and head into older age.
Yes.
Beginning your older age. And so I think our minds get conditioned to thinking that's a line of demarcation between youth and old age. And I never thought too much about the 25th, the 35th, the 32nd, the 30th, showing up for that birthdays of this song. And all of a sudden, somebody came one day. You know, Devil Went Down to Georgia was released 40 years ago. It made an impression on me as to, my gosh, you know, this how long this thing's been around. But the main thing is that it is still a viable radio song. I am amazed at how many times a year this thing plays on the radio around.
That song covers so many genres. Cowboy music, it's country music, it's a rock song, but it's also a pop song.
Right.
All boiled down to like 3.5 minutes. It's an incredible story that still stands today.
Yep.
And it is the best fiddle playing that I've heard on a pop song
ever,
/ rock song, / country song ever.
Yep.
And I love that it's two different styles of fiddle playing. It's country style, then it's the devil
yep.
with his band of demons.
Yep.
But let me ask you, because you've written so many songs that have lived forever. When you were writing that song, did you know, wow, this is going to be something?
I didn't know. There's no way you can know, actually. But I had a suspicion that it would be a good song for us. Now, if you're asking me if I realized I'd be sitting here talking about it 40 years after the fact, I had no idea. But I thought that it was radio friendly. I thought we would get play on it. I thought it would sell albums for us, but it was not the first single that was released off of that album. There was another one called Behind Your Eyes. It was released. The album didn't start popping until they released Devil Went Down to Georgia, and then it started popping. It was amazing to me how fast it went, how fast the stations came on it, and how it crossed the different formats. And no, I had no idea. I have no way you could ever visualize that.
I know my dad used to love it because he had two different versions. For like the AM stations, he said, son of a gun. And for the FM
right.
stations, he said, son of a bitch. And my dad would roar every single time, son of a bitch. Like that was the coolest thing ever. He said, son of a bitch. Oh, my God, it was great. That made my dad so happy. So thank you.
I tell people that I did a Baptist version, a Methodist version. I won't tell them which is
Right. Yeah, you find out.
How did the premise start? Did it start with, let's have a fiddle competition, or what was the first line or the first thought that came to mind?
It started with one line that I had in my mind. The devil went down to Georgia. That's the only line that I had in my mind. And I just said with the guys, I went and sat down with the band and said, you know, I got this idea. I got this thing here in my mind. Let's see what we can do with it. We needed a fiddle song for our album. And we just started, and it was like, you try this, you try playing this, you try playing that. And then Taz, our keyboard player, came up with that genius lick at da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And it just kind of set the tone for everything. And as we went along, everybody just got very creative. Everybody started really feeling the tune. And the first thing you know, we had a song. And I just went off and finished the lyrics to it, and we went back and recorded. It did not take a long time to write it once we got started with it. Once we found out where we were going with it, it happened pretty fast. But, gosh, it was that song. Of course, we still do it every night. And people have asked me how many times I've played it, and it happened to run into the thousands of times.
Easily, yeah.
Right. So you're playing it every show for over 40 years now.
Every show. Yeah. For 40 years.
For 40 years.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, any good superlative you can think of, you can put to my attitude about that song, because it has been some kind of good to me.
My brother Joe and I would have debates about who won that. He thought the devil won, and I thought Johnny won, because I love that style of playing. Have you ever, have you ever been out and then like had to defend Johnny winning that?
I have been had people say the same thing your brother said, that they thought that the devil played better. But here's the deal. As is the devil's habit, what he does is nothing but noise. You can't hum that part.
Right.
There's nothing to it. It's just nothing but noise. And Johnny's part, now you can hum it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You can get into it. But the devil's part is just total deception, just like the devil is.
And
right?
The devil cheated.
Yeah,
the devil
was a liar.
The devil had a band of demons join in.
Exactly, and it sounds something like this.
It's not a competition between two people when you bring in a band of demons.
Yeah, he definitely overstepped.
Right. But I picture little Charlie Daniels-looking demons.
He will never win in that song.
Never. No. Never win. Nope.
Never win.
So now, how do you celebrate the 40th anniversary? Are you going around...
We're just playing our shows, we're just going around the country doing what we've been doing for the last 40 some years, and just playing the show. And that song every night has to be played every night. We always close with it. We don't have anything to follow it with. And once we play that song, there's nowhere to go from there for us.
Yep. The tour bus is running. We're out of here.
We go on stage and do our show and end up with that song and get on down the road. There's nothing particular, no celebrations particular or anything, other than doing a lot of, I've been doing a lot of press about it, or media about it, mostly radio. Another day in the life of,
Yep.
Charlie Daniels, always a treat to have you on. Thanks for coming on, brother. 40 years of Devil Went Down to Georgia. Thank you for all the memories, the great music, the great shows. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.